Well, our biggest challenge is water.
Klamath Falls, Oregon rancher Jim Chapman is learning how to use less irrigation water for his cow-calf operation, as are other producers in the Klamath Basin. In 2001, the irrigation water for agriculture was turned off in the Klamath Basin due to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service declaring the suckerfish and the coho salmon endangered species. The irrigation water was eventually turned back on, but for the first time, farmers were not receiving the amount they had in the past. So in order to be able to farm in the Klamath Basin in Northern California and Southern Oregon, the federal government immediately sent $50 million in aid and assistance to farmers. Since then, the Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service has been providing technical assistance as well as cost-share programs so agriculture will be able to exist with less water. Klamath Falls rancher Jim Chapman has made use of USDA's Environmental Quality Incentive Program.
Through NRCS, they've helped us with sprinkler programs. And there isn't any question that sprinkler irrigation is more efficient than flood irrigation.
And Jim Chapman said without help from USDA's Environmental Quality Incentive Program, he would not have been able to afford the new sprinkler system.
NRCS helped me with two pivots, but I've got wheel line sprinklers also. I probably sprinkle now two-thirds of the land I own, and the other third is still flood irrigated. And people will ask you, if it's so efficient, why don't you put more in? Well, I'm not independently wealthy, and that stuff costs money. Even though the government helps, and without their help, I wouldn't have been able to put the two pivots in.
The EQIP program is a cost-share program with USDA paying for 75% and the farmer 25% of the cost of the water-saving equipment. Klamath Falls, Oregon rancher Lewis Randall has been raising cattle and grain in the Klamath Basin for 50 years. He said he returned about 800 acres of marginal cropland to wetlands under USDA's Wetlands Reserve Program.
A portion of it that was bed alkaline and flooded it and raised all kinds of ducks, because there were a lot of ducks and geese in it originally in the swamp area.
And Klamath Basin leader for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, Kevin Conroy, said a lot has been learned since the irrigation water was turned off 4 years ago.
Is again that need to do some things in the short term. At the same time, recognizing that there's a long-term need in terms of doing watershed planning and figuring out what are the other solutions in those watersheds.
In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.